at Worth on the rebound, passes up court to Ray. Ray driving right, he muscles in and it's going to be called for the charge. He lowered his shoulder and ran right into, looked like Young there. And Ray will pick up his first foul, team first.
Ray looked like a running back on that play.
He did a little bit. I mean, he did play some running back this year, but this ain't out there. Not too far from where we're at, but
a
little bit different of a situation here. Conrad with it on the right wing, dribbling inside, picks it up, passes back out.
Before Wilson, we're not really used to them. The Salukis were used to, so we can see their faces in there.
But we're about, I don't know, probably about 100 foot off the floor, and we're at the very top of the gym. And Nathan Worth loses it into the hands of the Florida Wolves. Warm brings it up court, dribbling right side, gets a screen there from Wiles, goes left side to Young. Young on the left wing, brings it cross court to Conrad. Conrad dribbling out near the volleyball line against Ray. Passes the left side to Wiles. Wiles down low to foul goes against number 23, Andrew Conrad, his first, team second. Cameron Ray, a quick free throw shooter. He goes to the line. First one is up and in. Ties it all back up here. Two all on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 4.5 to go here in the first quarter. Second one on the way. Rattles in. Salukis take their first lead of the game, 3-2.
But low scoring defensive battle right now to start off this game.
It is, and kind of equal competition here. I mean, as Coach Havel said, I mean, they've played a lot tougher teams, but I mean, this is kind of an even matchup almost. Ray steals it away after a pass from Young up court. Goes all the way down. No good on the shot. Allen gets the rebound. Passes back out. Ray swings it over to Volkman. Hands it off to Henry. They're going to set up the offense here. Take a decent shot here. Try and get some points on the board. Not rush anything. Allen with it at the top of the key. Passes off to Henry. Henry guarded by Warren. Passes right side. Volkman up top to Allen. Allen pulls up for three. No good. Desai gets the rebound. Outlets to Warren. Warren bringing it up court quickly. Gets it down low to Wiles. Wiles into Desai. Desai up. No good on the shot. Worth on the rebound. Outlets to Henry. Henry bringing it up court. He's going to slow it down. Pass it off to Allen. Allen dribbles inside. 15 foot out. No good. Ray on the rebound. Put back. No good. Warren comes away with the rebound. 3-on-3. He passes off to Conrad. Back to Warren. He drives into lane. Tried to pass off to Desai, but Worth picks it up. He's going to hand it off to Henry. Henry bringing it up the floor, calls off the play. Conrad tried to intercept it as Ray drives to the basket, puts it up hard off the glass. No good. Young gets the rebound. Passes up to Wiles. Wiles on the right wing. Swings it around. Warren on the left. Looking inside. Nothing there. Passes into the corner to Wiles. Wiles brings it back. Cross-court pass to Conrad. Conrad dribbling into the lane. Passes out. Wiles on the left wing. Dribbling inside now. Shut down by a couple Salukis. Throws it off of Ray's foot. So it will be out of bounds to the Florida Wolves. Checking into the game as Desai, Conrad, and Wiles take a seat will be number 12, Holden Warren. Number 20, Christian Goshi. And number 54, Jaron Borders. So we got two Warrens on the floor, so you're going to have to bear with me here. Goshi down low. Gavin Warren puts it up and in for an easy two bucket. This is going to take some getting used to, you know. Longer than normal, probably. Ray with it out near midcourt. 2.5 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. 4-3 in favor of the Wolves. Allen with it, top key, dumps it low and a foul away from the ball. Will be against the Salukis, number 41. That's Gavin Volkman. He picks up his first foul, team second. So I wasn't paying attention to what that foul was, but it was away from the ball. So not in the Salukis' favor there. Gavin Warren brings it up court, passes back to Holden. Holden goes back to Gavin. Gavin on the left wing, backing it back out, guarded by Worth. Gavin making his move, drives left side all the way to the basket, puts it up and in off the backboard.
What a tough finish there against Worth.
6-3 the score in favor of the Wolves. Ray out near the timeline, guarded by Holden. Henry on the right side, dumps it down low to Worth. Worth working against Borders, puts it up no good. Last touch as it goes out of bounds by the Wolves, and it will stay Sewickley basketball. Anthony Gerald checking in the game as Gavin Volkman will check out. Henry will inbound it just to the right of the goal.
He inbounds it right to Allen, misses the shot there.
Wolves get the rebound, bringing it up the court is Young. He goes left side to Goshi, down low to Borders. Borders back to Young. Young kicks it back out to Goshi. Holden swings it around to Gavin. Gavin on the right wing, he drives baseline, spins it back out. Henry stopped him. Goshi over to Holden. Holden's going to try and go baseline, dump it inside to Borders. Borders, cross-court pass. That's Young, I believe, for a long two. No good. Ball's tipped around a couple of times. I believe Gavin tried to put back, but no good. Just under a minute of play to go. Allen brings the ball up court. Going right side, hands it off to Henry. Henry working against Gavin. Pulls up from the elbow. No good. Worth stretches up, gets the rebound. Put back, no good. Worth gets it again. Put back is no good, but he's fouled on his way up. So Nathan Worth will go to the line to shoot two.
So far right now, 0-12 are the Red Hill Salukis to start out this game.
Foul will go against number 54, Jaron Borders, his first, team third. 37 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Worth at the line shooting two, made the first one. Checking into the game as one of the Warren boys checks out, Gavin Warren. Checking in for him will be number 44, Jace Helm. So I can go back to saying Warren now instead of their first names. It worse. Second one is good. Went 2-for-2. That go around, making it 6-5. 1-point lead for the Flora Wolves. Young brings it across the timeline. Picked up by Gerald at the volleyball line. Goes right side to Warren. Warren kicks it in the corner to Helms. Helms bringing it back up top. Gets it to Young. Young swings it into the Warren's hands. Warren over to Helms. Sorry, Helm. Helm bringing it back to Warren. Looks like they might take the last second shot. Down to 10. Young was at the top of the key. Gets a screen from Warren. Warren left side. Pulls up from a deep three. No good. As Allen didn't touch it before it went out of bounds. So ball rolls out of bounds. Last touched by the Wolves as Dawson Holtz checks in with 3.3 seconds to go. Warren's going to put a little pressure on the ball. Ray gets the inbound. He's going to drive down court, looks at the clock, pulls up from the volleyball line, drains it right before the buzzer. And the Salukis pull ahead with a three-pointer at the buzzer on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis lead it 8-6. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Looking for a local driving job? Best Way Express is looking for you. If
that
you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Attention, high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank. Member FDIC.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to be one heck of a game. Low scoring first quarter, 8-6 only the score, but what a shot by Cameron Ray, a great buzzer beater. But, I mean, that could be maybe the shot of the game, who knows. But Saluki start the second quarter of action out with the basketball. Allen with it on the left wing. He's dribbling against Young, spins, dribbles out, no good on the shot. Young gets the rebound, hands it off to Helm. No good on the shot. Young was going over the back, and they're going to call a foul on Dawson Holtz. Holtz was just boxing out, and I don't understand how that's a foul on him. Young was going over his back. If anything, that should be a over the back call on him. But they're saying it's on Holtz. Goshi on the left wing, guarded by Worth. Holding the basketball, passes off to Holden Warren, who is still in the game. Goshi on the left side, passes down low to Desai, or that's not Desai, that's Borders. He throws it up and in, ties it all back up. Allen brings it across the timeline, driving right side, passes back out to Ray. Ray dribbles in just before the free throw line, no good. Ball last touched out of bounds. They're going to say it was last touched by Worth.
Wow.
I know we don't have the greatest view, but that kind of looked like it was off a couple of four wolves, guys, but I'm not going to go there. Young goes left side to Goshi. Goshi bringing it back up top. Allen giving him some room. Goshi picks up his dribble. Allen steps up on him. Goes left side to Warren. Warren. Not a lot of shots falling for the Salukis unless they're volleyball liners or inside the paint. But yeah, that too. It could be one of those games where it comes down to free throws. Young with it, gets it up top to Warren. Warren at the top of the key goes right side to Goshi. Goshi inside to Young. Young pump fake, goes down low to Desai. Desai out to Warren. Warren back out to Helm. Good ball movement here by the Wolves, trying to open something up. Saluki's good defense. Warren pulls up for three, no good. Worth on the rebound, hands it off to Holtz. Holtz bringing it down the floor, pulls up from the three-point line, buries a nice three there. Pulls the Saluki's back with the lead once again, 11-8. 5.5 to go on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Goshi will walk it across the timeline. Goes right side to Warren. Warren up top, Desai. Working against Worth, goes right side back to Warren. Warren back up top, Desai hands it off to Goshi. Goshi back to Desai, tried to go low. Nathan Worth off of his leg. It will be Wolves ball out of bounds. And as Holden, Helm, and Young check out, Gavin, Warren checks in, Conrad, Wiles, Borders checks out, and Desai comes in. So most of the starters back in. I don't believe Goshi was one of them.
No.
All we're missing is Young now, I believe. Conrad with it on the right wing. Back up top to Wiles. Wiles driving right side. Back out to Conrad. He's going to pull it for three. No good as it bounces up off the top of the backboard. And over it, it will be out of bounds to the Salukis. So a bit of a slow start, but not too many shots falling for either team here tonight, Joe.
Yeah, no shots really falling. Red Hill only has two shots falling and three so far for the Wolves.
Allen's going to pull it from the top of the key. Buries it. Three back-to-back threes. The buzzer beater, Holtz, and now Allen. 14-8 the score in favor of the Salukis. Warren goes right side to Conrad, gets a screen from Desai, backs out. Desai is going to pull up for three. He buries one with an answer back.
The big man with the three.
6'3", 235, big man.
That's like me shooting a three.
That's pretty good if your big guy can shoot a three. Let him eat. Holtz on the right wing, goes up top to Allen. Allen at the top of the key working against Wiles. Passes off, finds Worth at the top. Allen gets it on the right wing, and looks like Alex Wiles will pick up his first foul. Team's fourth. He was working against Holtz there and kind of shoved him, and he'll pick up his foul. Gerald will inbound it just to the right of the backboard. Gets it into Holtz out near the volleyball line, left side. Allen's going to pull up for another three. No good. Gerald tips it back, no good. Ray on the rebound. And another foul against the Florida Wolves will be called. And we'll go against number 23. Andrew Conrad picks up his second foul, team's fifth. Gerald will inbound once again to the right, inbounds it to Allen, up top to Ray. Ray driving right side, working against the side, step back, no good. Worth on the rebound, got it, the put back in. 5-point lead with 4:15 to go here in the first half. Warren brings it across the timeline. Goes right side to Conrad. Conrad working against Holtz in the man-to-man defense. Goshi on the left wing. Passes off to Warren. Warren bringing it back. Driving left side. Double team there. Passes out to Conrad. Conrad swings it around. Goshi on the right wing. Goshi up top. Conrad at the top of the key. Goes left side to Wiles. Wiles up to Warren. A lot of W's in this lineup, it seems like.
I've noticed that. And C's.
Wiles backs it back out, working in the corner against Gerald. No shot, foul on the floor. It will go against number 23, Anthony Gerald. He'll pick up his first foul. Team's fourth.
This game right now looks like a what they call a barn burner.
Gerald will check out. Henry will check in with 3.5 to go here in the first half. Conrad gets it in to Warren, pulls up for three, no good. Worth stretches up, gets the rebound. He's going to bring it up the floor, get it across the timeline. Had Ray open down court, but it's too late. Henry up under the basket, reverse layup up and in. Looks like Parker Havel may have been talking to him on the bench. He is saying, hey, look, this is going to be open up, so Worth hitting down low. Nice reverse layup there.
See if they can go to that well once again if they need it.
Conrad up from the top of the key buries the three ball. 18-14 in favor of the Salukis.
Now the scoring has heated up here in this first half.
Holtz with it on the left wing, goes to Henry in the corner. Henry bringing it back up top. Holtz pump fakes, goes right side to Allen. Allen guarded by Wiles. Tried to get a screen there from Holtz, but Wiles was just trying to shove him out of the way, it seemed like. A little physical down there. Allen needing some help. Finds Ray at the top of the key.
Thought he was going to pull up there.
Ray gets it down inside to Worth, working against the side. Goes to the basket, fouled on his way up. Worth will go to the line to shoot two, and that foul will go against number 52, Jay Desai. Picks up his second foul, I believe, team sixth. Nathan Worth back at the line, shooting two. I believe he's 1-for-2 so far tonight.
It's 2-for-2.
2-for-2. Made the third one right there. So he's 3-for-3, first of two. And Desai, Conrad, and who is that?
26.
Looks like Desai, Conrad, and Goshi check out. Helm, Young, and Borders check in as Worth missed the second one. Warren bringing it across the timeline, backs it back out to the volleyball line. Ray on him, passes right side to Young. Up top, Borders goes down low to Wiles. Wiles working against Henry, spins around, goes right to the basket, puts it up, no good. Ray on the rebound, going down court quickly, slows it down. Worth with it at the top of the key, drives right side, kicks it out. Ray from way downtown, no good. Wiles on the rebound, kicks it out to Warren. Warren bringing it up court, slowing it down left wing, picks up his dribble. Goes inside, Young with it now, guarded by Allen, spins into the lane, puts up a jumper, gets it to bounce in to the basket. 19-16 in favor of the Salukis. 1:50 to go here in the game. Henry hands off to Holtz. Holtz back to Henry, up top to Allen. Allen on the right wing, driving right side, kicks it back to Henry. Back to Allen in the corner. Allen looking inside for Worth, flash to the rain. Nothing there, swings it around to Ray on the left wing. Dribbles left side, passes back. Allen swings it over to Holtz down low in the corner. Holtz brings it back up top, hands off to Ray. Good ball movement here, controlling most of the clock. Ray feeds Worth, spins in the lane. Five-footer, no good. Bounces around the rim and out. Warren gets the outlet, brings it up court. Dribbling on the right wing, pulls up for three. Contested, no good. Holtz on the rebound. Almost lost control of it, gets it down court. Jump stops, down low to Worth. Worth to Allen, flash through the lane. Charge called against Allen, and Havel not happy about that. So Allen will pick up his first foul, team's fifth, as Holtz will check out of the game. Volkman will check in with just under a minute of play to go here in the first half.
Well, that was an interesting foul call there.
I think that could have went either way, in my opinion, but the way they call charges anymore is kind of weird. Ray steals the ball away. Worth going up for the layup, fouled. Looks like by Young, I believe, is who that is. Yep, number 25, Cole Young, picks up his first foul. Team 7, so Worth back at the line, shooting two more. So far he's 5 for 6 at the line, and or no, sorry, 3 for 4. Makes the first one. Checking in as Allen will take a seat. 4-point lead now for the Salukis, 20-16 with 43.5 seconds to go. Worth second one on the way, got them both. 5 for 6 now at the line. Checking into the game as Helm will take a seat is Holden Warren. So both the Warren boys back out on the floor.
Uh-oh.
I think I got him down now, so I think we're good for the most part. But Gavin Warren walks it across the timeline with 35 seconds. Guarded by Ray, he's just dribbling out there near midcourt. Goes right side to Young. Young with it on the right wing up top to Borders. Borders left side to Gavin. Gavin holding it out there. Looks like they might try and take the last second shot. Young. And foul again away from the ball. And that's going to go against Gavin Volkman. Mm-hmm. Picks up his second foul. Team's sixth. As Volkman will check back out. Allen will check back in with 19 seconds to go. And I think the referees might have thought it was bonus, but only 6 fouls on us for right now. 21-16 in favor of the Salukis on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Young will inbound it just to the right of the backboard. Gets it into Holden. Holden left side to Borders. Borders back up top. Young with it. Backing it back out. And passes off to Gavin. 10 seconds to go. Gavin Warren on the right wing. Dribbles inside against Nathan Worth. Puts up a floater. No good. Rebound comes away to Borders. Blocked away by Nathan Worth. And no shot as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Salukis go in at halftime up 21-16. We'll be back in 2.5 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future. Working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take? Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tbillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimmasters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50, just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tbillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
My grandpa started small, real small. Back then, he didn't have much to start with. A piece of land, a mule, and a sack of sheep. But he made it work. And my family has been making it work for 3 generations since.
I got one in Taylorville.
It all started from a seed.
In farming, everything starts with a seed. At Casey State Bank, we've got the seed money you need to get started. Come see us at Casey State Bank and start growing. Your community, your bank, Casey State Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Enjoy a great homemade meal in a family-friendly atmosphere. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill serves a full breakfast and lunch menu Monday through Saturday. Stop in to enjoy dinner on Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday with several favorites including catfish, walleye, chicken, steak, and frog legs. Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill has a convenient drive-up window for call-ahead carryout. Located at 459 West State Street in Bridgeport, also follow Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill on Facebook for updated specials.
Drafty, old windows, let's be honest. They leak and those leaks are costing you money. Fix your problem by ordering quality Tempco vinyl windows from Leggett Lumber in Bridgeport. Start saving money on your home energy bill while improving the look of your home with Tempco vinyl windows. Call Leggett Lumber and Hardware in Bridgeport at 618-945-2751. That number again is 618-945-2751.
Welcome back, Salukis fans, here at Halftime. Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. So far, Joe, it's it's been an interesting game. It was a low scoring first quarter. Only 8-6, I believe, was the ending at, or no, it was, yeah, it was 8-6 at the end of the first quarter. Buzzer beater three by Cameron Ray, just down to 3 seconds. They had the ball, had the full length of the court to go. It was 5-6 at that point. Dribbles down against, I believe,
it was Young.
Was he? It was Young or one of the one. Got down past half court. Got roughly in between, like the midpoint between the red line and half court. Pulled up for a three and just went straight through. Nothing but net on that one. Beautiful buzzer beater. Couldn't have timed it any more perfect if he tried. Ended it 8-6. Low scoring first quarter. And then now we're. Florida Wolves only had 10 points that second quarter. And if I can do. Yeah, you did it faster than me. 13-10 run there.
Oh yeah, and you're totally right. It's both teams battling back and forth, trying to find their offense, and Red Hill found it just a little bit before the Wolves could, and hitting a couple threes. Holtz hit one. You had, of course, Ray's buzzer beater, but then you had Holtz come in the game, hit a big three there. Then Allen had a three, and it's been free throws this whole first half. And going into some of the stats, Red Hill has shot 10 free throws. Zero, nothing at all for the Florida Wolves.
And the majority of those free throws were taken by Nathan Wirth, who's made five of six, yep. I believe. So Nathan Wirth having a phenomenal night at the free throw line, and it could come down to free throws. I mean, granted, not a whole lot of fouls by the Salukis there in the first half, only six, but seven there by the Wolves.
Right, and you're totally right. Now, going back and looking at these stats just a little bit, Florida was no free throws at all, none taken. Red Hill was 8-10 from the free throw line. 2-point made, 6-16 were the Wolves, and only 2-18 were the Red Hill Salukis. Now from 3-point, Red Hill 3-7, and for the Florida Wolves, they were 2-8. And just going back and looking at the stats more and who was leading the team for the Wolves, they had two guys in Gavin Warren and Cole Young with 4 points. 3 for both Desai and Conrad, who had both of their threes, and then 2 for Jaron Borders, who came in and played some solid minutes there. Now leading scorer for your Red Hill Salukis is Nathan Worth with 7 points off five of those off free throws and one tip back. Cameron Ray had that big buzzer beater three, has 5. Holtz has a three with has 3 points with 1 3-pointer. Henry has 3 points making one of those free throws. And then 3 points for Jake Allen. Just a lot of balance scoring here. But if I'm here at the Red Hill Salukis, just to keep attacking that basket, you know they have nobody that can compare size-wise to Nathan Worth. Try to attack that basket, create double teams on him, get some open shots, and get that shot rolling.
And it's not just that. I mean, I've noticed no matter what team it is, but throughout the season, hardly any of the players, I've maybe seen two or three players follow their shot after taking it, but I mean, not many of the Salukis, after they take a shot, they just kind of fade away because they think it's going to go in 100% of the time. But that's not basketball. I mean, NBA guys like LeBron and
Harden, Giannis,
yeah, Luka. A lot of those guys, they're 9 times out of 10 going to go in. But I mean, you're still in high school. I mean, you still got a lot to work on. You got to keep to the fundamentals. You got to keep working on your shots and just follow that basketball. I mean, attack the basket after you shoot it, and I mean, you don't really know where it's going to go. I mean, you can have a pretty good idea of how it's going to ricochet just from following it, but I mean, you need to follow your shots and go up for that rebound every time, and that's something they got to get in the habit of. But I mean, they're doing good so far. They just got to keep solid defense like they've been doing and keep the pressure on the Wolves.
And we've talked about this all season. This is another thing, is it's a tale of two halves usually with this Red Hill Salukis team. Going back to last game against Marshall, we played probably one of our best games of the season against them. I know not shooting-wise we weren't the best. You can't really say allowing 70 points was a good defensive effort. but that team is really good, really good compared to this Florida Wolves team. And going back, looking at the first half stats, difference there. Well, looking at it, they were 1-for-2 from the free throw line. Red Hill was. They're 8-for-10 this time around. They were 5-for-16 from inside the perimeter, 2-for-18 this time. And they were only 1-for-5 from 3, now 3-for-7. So it looks like they're getting better.
Halftime show brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Both teams back out on the floor. We're going to take a quick one-minute break and be right back with second half action. You're listening to Little Illini Conference Boys Basketball Tournament play from Paris, Illinois, right here on The Legend.
Well, the Dobson deal is a better deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Now I'm cruising down the avenue, jamming tunes on Bluetooth. And my ride is one of a kind. Graphics to performance, a personal experience. I got my wheels with a Dobson deal. Cause a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Right.
There's an app for that. Well, Ambra Federal Credit Union reminds you there's a loan for that, and we're really good at solving problems. Projects around the house, there's a loan for that. New or used vehicle, there's a loan for that, and we have it. Visit Ambra Federal Credit Union. We have great rates, plus the process is fast. Visit AmbraFCU.com or call us 618-943-2913. And it's so easy to become a member of Ambra Federal Credit Union. Do it today. Member NCUA.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming, wrapping up halftime here. Halftime show is brought to you by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. For those of you that may be just tuning in, Red Hill Salukis are taking on the Florida Wolves here in the first game, first day, and only game of the day of the Little Illini Conference Tournament up here at Paris, Illinois. They are currently leading 21-16 on the Best Way Express scoreboard. And not doing too bad. I mean, slow start, but doing a very good job on defense and offense. I feel like they've improved a lot. But like we said for the game, I mean, clear all records, because this is conference tournament play. I mean, everybody's starting that back out at 0-0, and the Florida Wolves start the third quarter of action out with the basketball. I believe both sets of starters back in for both teams. Gavin Warren out on the right wing, going against Worth. Salukis in a man-to-man defense. Warren down low to Desai. Desai spins through the basket, puts it up and in. Kind of a mismatch there. Henry was guarding Desai, and size-wise, that not the best matchup.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there.
Allen with it on the right wing, bringing it back up top. Passes down low to the corner. Henry swings it around to Allen on the left wing. Allen into the corner to Volkman. Volkman bringing it back up top, finds Henry. Henry dribbling left side, kicks it back out to Volkman. Wiles jumps out on him. Volkman goes down low to Henry, kicks it out just in time to Worth. Worth working against Desai, hands it out to Henry. Henry back to Allen. Allen cross court pass to Volkman, over to Ray. Ray on the left wing, up top to Allen. Allen drives in, backs it out. Volkman, cross-court pass to Ray. Ray down low to Worth. Worth tried to dribble inside, lose control of the ball, but Ray gets it back. Good save there. Worth driving in, jumper from the elbow, no good, just short. Warren picks it up, dribbling down the floor, slows it down. Nice behind-the-back dribble there. Jump stop, swings it over to Wiles in the corner. Wiles bringing it back up top. Warren on the right wing. Henry jumps out on him, gets a screen from Desai. Worth switches up with him. Desai now swings it around. Wiles back to Warren. Jumper from the right wing. No good. Ray on the rebound. Ray barreling down the floor. Tipped away there. Picks it back up. Allen tried to get the pass from Ray, but goes through his hands and out of bounds. It will be Florida basketball.
Not a good start right now for the Red Hill Salukis in this second half. Let's see if they can get something going here.
Still up by 3, 21-18 in favor of the Salukis. Warren gets a screen from Desai, dribbling right side, kicks it out. Young bringing it back inside, right into the lane, down low to Desai, puts it up, no good. Ray ties up with Desai, jump ball called, and it will be Red Hill Saluki basketball. Ray tying up with the big boy, and I almost came away with it, but quick jump ball called.
Well, Ray's only a couple inches shorter, but he's probably about a good 50, 60 pounds lighter than he is, so.
Allen bringing it up top, dumps it low to Wirth. Wirth jumps up, gets the ball, no good on the shot. Tipped away into the hands of Warren. Warren bringing it down floor quickly. Just fancy ball work, passes off to Young, back to Warren, driving left side. Crosses up, goes right, puts it up and in off the glass. Pulls back within one-point ball game here, now in favor of the Salukis.
Warren's been that guy so far in this game for the Wolves.
Allen dribbles back, passes off to Wirth. Wirth pulls up for three, no good. Ray on the rebound, put back. Oh, almost got it to fall, but no good. He's fouled on the way up. Ray will go to the line to shoot two as that foul goes against number 23. Andrew Conrad picks up his third, team first of the half. Ray's first free throw falls down and in. Got it to go. Conrad checks out, and we got the Warren brothers back into the ballgame. Holden Warren checks in as Conrad takes a seat. Ray's second one, no good off the back of the rim. Wiles gets the rebound. Gavin Warren will bring it up floor. Picked up by Henry. Gets a screen from Desai. Rolls to the basket. Block shot there by Wirth. Henry picks it up. Running the floor, two on two. Passes out to Allen. Almost lost it there. Throws it off, but Wiles saves it from going out of bounds. Gavin Warren running the floor, passes off to Holden. Back to Gavin, inside to Young. Young down low, tried to go to Desai, and throws it out of bounds. And Havel not real happy there on the sideline with how his boys are playing.
Like we were mentioning in the halftime show, it's a tale of two halves. Can they work themselves back, even though they're up two, to find something?
Henry off to Wirth. Wirth hands off to Allen. Allen pulls up from the top of the key, wide open. Foul away from the ball. Missed shot, so kind of a lucky save there as that foul will go against number 12. Holden Warren picks up his first, team second, as it will be Saluki basketball out of bounds. As Desai takes a seat, Borders will check in for the Wolves. Henry inbounding to the left of the basket, gets into Wirth, trying to go baseline, shut down, bringing it back out. Rolls in, passes off to Volkman. Volkman puts it on the floor, rolls it into the lane, puts up a floater, no good. Ray on the rebound, passes off Henry for three, no good. Volkman almost got the rebound, but stepped on the out-of-bounds line. And it will be for a basketball. Not really sure what happened in that turn of events. Still kind of confused.
Well, Ray followed the shot, got the rebound, and gave it over to Allen.
I almost feel like there should have been a foul against Ray, but they didn't call one. But Holden for three, got it to fall, and the Wolves regained the lead 23-22 since the first quarter of action, or since the game started, actually, and Havel wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrough Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Carl Richland Memorial Hospital is excited to expand our ear, nose, and throat services with the addition of Stephanie Zuber, ENT Physician Assistant. Stephanie is available in the first floor ENT clinic as well as at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic. She can diagnose and treat many issues related to the ears, nose, and throat. She's available to see patients at Carl Bridgeport on Mondays and Tuesday through Friday at the hospital location. Call 618-395-1944 for an appointment.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming out of the timeout, Havel not real happy with how the Salukis are playing, and honestly, I wouldn't be either. I mean, they've only scored 1 point since halftime, and we got 3:40 to go, and the Wolves have scored, what did they start out with, 16?
Yeah,
so they 7-1 run right now in favor of the Wolves. They're winning the quarter right now. Henry tried to go cross-court to Wirth, and Borders knocks it out of bounds as Holtz and Gerald will check in as Volkman and Henry will take a seat. But Flora Wolves on a bit of a run here to start the third quarter.
Well, and I like the coaching move here by Coach Havel bringing in Gerald and Holtz because it was a great little run they had with those two in.
Ray will bring it back across the timeline. Guarded there by Holden, goes left side into the corner to Wirth. Wirth back up top. Holtz with it at the top of the key goes right side to Gerald. Gerald brings it back up. Cross over to Worth on the left wing. Into the corner to Gerald. Gerald hands off to Ray. Ray, step back from the corner. No good. Gavin Warren gets the rebound, bringing it down the court. Passed off to Holden. Back to Gavin. Steps up to the three-point line for three. No good. As it goes out of bounds. Last touch by the Wolves. It will be Saluki basketball.
Warren 0 for 5 from 3. His brother 1 for 2.
Holtz will inbound. Ray gets it. Almost lost it out of bounds there on the far sideline. But Holden sticks with him. Passes off to Worth. Down low to Allen. Back to Worth. Stepped up. Puts it on the floor. He wanted the three, but passed off to Ray. Floater. No shot. Foul on the floor. It will be Saluki basketball out of bounds. Foul goes against number 54. That is Jaron Borders. His second, team third.
This could be a crucial inbound play here late in the third quarter.
Gavin Warren checking out as Christian Goshi checks back in. Holtz inbounding the basketball to the left of the goal. Gets it into the backcourt to Ray. Ray brings it across the timeline. Goes right side to Worth. Worth guarded by Borders. Up top, Ray. Pump fakes, drives, splits two defenders, goes to the basket. No good on the shot. But fouled on his way up. Ray will go to the line to shoot two more as that foul goes against number 25. That is Cole Young. He picks up his second, team fourth of the half. So Ray at the line shooting two. He's made two or three tonight so far. He's made three, missed that one. And again, I'm jinxing, so I need to stop talking about it.
Yeah.
Way got that one to go. Tied it all back up at 23 all. With 2:25 to go here in the third quarter. Young brings it across the timeline, picked up by Allen, gets a screen from Borders. Borders rolls to the basket. Young still with the basketball, hands off to Holden Warren. Warren steps right, pulls up for three, got that one to fall. Wolves pull ahead by three. Ray gets it back across the timeline, passes right side to Worth. Worth up to Gerald. Gerald over to Holtz. Holtz goes down low, but Holtz will be called for the travel. As he slid a little bit there, turnover to the Wolves. Wolves lead at 26-23 with 2 minutes to go here in the third quarter.
It's just not the quarter right now for the Red Hills Salukis. They need to find something quick so they can get back in this game, even though they're only down three.
Tonight's game brought to you by Carl Richmond Memorial Hospital, Citizens National Bank of Albion. Young drives inside lane, hands back off to Wiles. Wiles picks it up on the right wing, cross-court pass to Young. Young with it at the top of the key now. Picks it up, goes left side to Goshi. Goshi on the left wing, goes down low. Wiles flashing baseline. Backs it back out to Warren. Warren at the top of the key, drives left side. Back door stolen away there. I'm surprised there was no jump ball called. I was waiting for that. But Gerald comes away with it. Allen down the floor. And another charge called. Against Allen, he picks up his second foul, team's first of the half.
I don't know what's going on right there. That was a crazy sequence if I've ever seen one.
26-23 in favor of the Wolves on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Goshi walking it up the floor, walks it across the half court line. Gets a screen from Borders, goes to the basket, kicks it out to Young. Young over to Warren on the right wing, dribbles left side, backs it out. Young with it on the right wing, just under a minute of play to go here in the third quarter. Stolen away by Worth. Outletted to Allen. Allen bringing it down the floor. Going to slow it up. Pass off to Ray. Ray on the left wing all by himself. Up top to Holtz. Holtz over to Allen. Allen bringing it back to Ray. 35 seconds to go. Ray pulls up for three. Buries it. Contested there by Wiles. And ties it all up. 26 all. Warren comes back and gets the basketball from Goshi. 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Warren, right side to Wiles. Wiles bringing it back up top, dribbles right side, goes right to the basket. No good on the shot, but they're going to say it was fouled on the way up. That foul is going to go against number 23. It's Anthony Gerald. He picks up his second foul, team second of the half. So the first free throws for the Wolves here will be taken by Alex Wiles, and the first one is missed. So Alex Wiles 0 for 1 And this is the first time they've seen the free throw line all game.
It's pretty wild that the 17.2 mark in the third quarter is the first time you shoot a free throw.
And Wiles goes 0 for 2 as Ray was passing it up the floor to Holtz. He wasn't expecting it. Jump ball called quickly with 11.6 seconds to go. It will be Wolf basketball as Gavin Warren checks in. Goshi will check out. 11 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Wolves have the basketball. Holden will take control of it, bring it across the timeline with 5 to go. Dribbles left wing, pulls up for 3, buries the 3. He's made multiple back-to-back. Ray from way downtown, no good as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard. Wolves lead it going into the fourth, 29-26. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Working at Toyota Bushoku in Lawrenceville, a career with a future. Working with technology and working with great people. Moving forward, looking for the right step to take. Visit Toyota Bushoku online at tvillinois.com and click on job openings. Find out about additional earnings incentives. Apply online. Toyota Bushoku, 100 Trimesters Drive in Lawrenceville, right off Highway 50 just east of Lawrenceville. Visit tvillinois.com today. Your new career is waiting for you at Toyota Bushoku.
I don't think there's.
I'm Teresa Osbaugh. When you have a trusted financial team like I have at Citizens Financial Bank, then you have one less worry in today's world.
Like I've said,
most banks have good products and services, but what is outstanding at Citizens National Bank in Bridgeport is their friendly, professional staff who are dedicated and eager to help with the personal banking needs for me and my family.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, equal housing lender, and member FDIC.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Salukis have the basketball starting out the fourth and final quarter. Allen at the top of the key, hands off to Gerald on the right wing. Gerald brings it back up top. Ray dribbles in, hands off to Allen. Allen back to pulls up from the top of the key. No good. It goes over the top and out of bounds. It will be floor basketball. I can understand why you would take that shot, but, I mean, you still have – quarter just started. I mean, work the floor, you know, get don't really rush shots, you know. That I mean, only down 3, 29-26 right now, but still a pretty decent game, but very low scoring from what we've seen all year. Gavin passes down low, tipped away by Ray, and Gavin Warren charges in and picks up a foul, trying to steal it away. He picks up his first, team's fifth of the half. And Ray will inbound it. 7:22 to go here in the game. Wolves lead at 29-26 as Ray walks it across the timeline. Calling for a screen by Work, dribbles off of it, driving right side all the way to the basket. No good on the shot. Young picks up the rebound. To Warren in the corner. Warren up top to Goshi. Goshi back to Warren. Sorry, Gavin. Warren passes off to Holden. Holden pulls up for another three, missed it this time, as Desai and Henry battle for it. Last touch by Allen, out of bounds. It will stay Wolf basketball.
Warren's jump shot does not look the prettiest, but it still goes in most of the time.
Young will inbound it just to the left of the goal, inbounds to Holden. Holden passes off to Gavin. He's going to pull it for three. Got it to fall. The Warren boys are just raining threes.
Well, it's basically been holding. He's got three, and that's Gavin's first. He's 1 for 5 is Gavin.
Ray dribbling right side to Holtz. Holtz on the right wing, up top to Allen. Allen left side to Ray, down low to Gerald. Gerald puts it up and in off the glass.
His first points of the night.
Cuts it back to 4, 32-28 in favor of the Wolves. Holden dribbles across, goes left side to Gavin. Gavin pulls it back in from going out of bounds, bringing it back up top to Goshi. Goshi back to Gavin, into the corner to Young. Young up top to Holden. Holden guarded by Holtz. Hands off to Gavin. Gavin trying to cross up Ray. Dribbles right side off the screen, passes out to Young. Young backs it back out, goes right side to Gavin. Gavin down low to Desai, working against Allen. Allen blocked it a little bit. Gerald comes flying in for the defensive board. Passes up court to Ray. Ray cross court pass to Allen. And on at the top of the key, driving right side out to Holtz. Holtz goes inside the lane, passes back. Gerald for three, no good. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Young. Passes up to Gavin. Gavin up to Goshi. He goes from the corner, buries the three-pointer. Florida Wolves trying to pull away here, up by seven with 5:15 to go. Worth, he's going to pull up for three. In and out, no good. And Young slows down, but his coach yelling at him to get going. Holden over to Gavin. Gavin gets a screen by Holt from Holden. Drives in left side. No shot. Foul on the floor. Foul will go against Saluki's number 11, Dawson Holtz. Picks up his second foul. Team's third. As Holtz and Gerald will check out, Henry and Volkman come back in. Goshi will inbound just to the left of their goal with 5 minutes even to go. Gets it into Gavin. Gavin going baseline. Picked up his dribble, needing help. Finds Young, pulls up from the free throw line, no good. Volkman on the rebound and called for the travel as he was falling to the floor.
I don't know about that one. I thought that would have been a loose ball foul against the Wolves.
Young will inbound it on the far sideline. Gets it into Holden in the backcourt. And Gavin will pick it up. It looks like Holden traveled there as soon as he got the basketball too. Gavin going right to the basket, and Ray will pick up his second foul, team's fifth. Fourth. 4:40 to go here in the game. Down by seven, 28-35 in favor of the Wolves. Gavin gets it in the corner, goes baseline floater, no good. Pulls down his own rebound, out to Holden for three, no good. And they're going to call an over-the-back call on Nathan Worth. Picks up his first foul, team's fifth. I hate to say it, Joe. The refereeing in this game has been kind of inconsistent. Gavin gets the inbound. Three-pointer is good. 10-point lead by the Florida Wolves, and Havel calls the timeout. We'll take one, too. The timeout's brought to you by Embraw Federal Credit Union. We're back in a minute. You're listening to Red Hill Saluki Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes. Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, "For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength." Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer and always give praise.
Coming out of the timeout, Salukis have the basketball with 4:20 to go here in the game. Henry walks it across the timeline. Henry guarded by Holden, goes right side to Allen. Allen on the right wing, driving baseline, puts up a floater, no good, fouled on the shot. Allen will go to the line to shoot two as that foul will go against number 25, Cole Young, picks up his third foul, team six. Drake Allen's first time at the line tonight. Shooting two free throws, first one on the way, got it to fall. Tonight's game brought to you by Leggett Lumber, KZ State Bank, Rutgers Candy, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, and Bill Dobson Ford. A Dobson deal is a better deal. Second free throw is good, 38-30, cuts it back to 8. 4:10 to go here in the game. Holden Warren brings it across the timeline, goes right side, gets a screen from Desai. Into the corner to Gavin, back to Holden. Holden over to Young, swings it to Goshi. Goshi swings it back around. Young back to Goshi. Goshi brings it back up top. Holden, top of the key, drives left side back to Goshi. Goshi up top to Gavin. Gavin dribbling left wing. guarded by Henry. Backs it back out. It's going to reset the offense. Henry sticking on him pretty closely. Drives the lane. Puts it up the shot. Got the floater to fall. Back up by 10. Ray brings it up court. Goes left side to Worth. Worth up top to Allen. Allen pump fakes. Drives the lane. It's tipped away. Young picks it up. Young up to Goshi. Over to Holden. Holden over to Desai. Desai hands it off. Around the horn to Gavin up top, back to Holden. Young with the top of the key, goes left side to Gavin. Gavin splits two defenders and called for the travel. Quick turnover there by the Wolves. Salukis have 3:05, down by 10, 40-30 in favor of the Wolves. Allen on the right wing, bringing it back up top. Drives back right side, trying to go baseline. Backs it back out to Volkman. Volkman up top to Henry, left side to Worth. Worth driving in, working against Desai. Goes over the top, down low. Henry backs it back out. Ray on the left wing. Drives left, baseline, puts it up, and finds the bottom of the basket. And Havel wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and keep it here. Salukis down by 40-32. 2:37 to go. Kind of have to change something up. I mean, coming out of this break, I'd almost expect to see a full court press out of the Salukis.
Oh, I totally agree with you there. And right now, in this fourth quarter, a 14-9 run in favor of the Wolves here, as they just need to find an answer. They have not found an answer so far. How the Salukis?
I would almost fully expect for Havel to tell them come out full court press, and it looks like that's what they're going to do. And honestly, they probably should have been doing that this whole second half. The Wolves probably wouldn't have been expecting it, really. And, I mean, down by 8, you're going to have to get a couple of steals. And, I mean, I hate to say it, you're going to have to rush the 3-ball. You're going to have to throw it up every chance you get. Every time you're open, you're going to have to fire it and hope it goes in. But, I mean, you're really going to be needing to rely on this full court press here. And it looks like Coach Lieb wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too, this time. Timeout's brought to you by Embraer Federal Credit Union. Back in 30, you're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
Attention, high school seniors. People's State Bank is again accepting submissions for the Community Bankers Association of Illinois Foundation Scholarship. The winner will receive $1,000 a year for up to 4 years of higher education. Simply answer 4 essay questions to enter. Submission forms are available at all People's State Bank locations. Good luck. People's State Bank, your community bank, member FDIC.
Welcome back, Salukis fans. Goshi will inbound. Horn's going to run the floor. Wide open lane all the way down the floor. Henry picks him up. Holding on the left side. Back to Gavin at the top of the key. Double teamed. Almost stolen away there. Holden goes baseline, puts it up and in for 2. Henry will get the inbound. Gets it across the timeline. Ray on the left wing, down low to Volkman. Volkman keeps a hold of it, spins into the lane. No shot. Foul on the floor. Foul will go against.
No, they counted it.
Number 25, Cole Young. He will pick up his 4th, team 7th, as Volkman will go to the line to shoot 1-1. Free throw on the way, no good. Worth stretches up, got the.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Bestway Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Bestway Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Bestway Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BESTWAY. Drivers are needed today.
Sorry for the technical difficulties, but during the interruption, Worth picked up his 2nd foul, team 7th. So holding at the line, shooting 1-1, he made the first free throw, so he earned the bonus. As Volkman and Henry will check out, Jarrell and Holtz will check into the ball game with 1:25 to go. Slicky's down 43-34. Holden Warren at the line, shooting 1-1, made the first, second one on the way, got it to fall. And Coach Lieb wants a timeout. We'll take one, too. Timeout's brought to you by Ambrose Federal Credit Union. We're back in 30. You're listening to Red Hills Slicky Basketball right here on The Legend.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital provides compassionate, professional health care in a small-town setting and meets the highest standard of excellence. Unlike hospitals that use a staff of hospitalists, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital takes pride in its continuity of care and patient familiarity by using a small group of local physicians that have a history with Lawrence County residents. For more information on services offered by Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, visit lcmhosp.org. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, a local hospital serving local people.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Coming back out of the timeout, Saluki's down 44-34. 10-point lead's been the biggest all night. Saluki's have the basketball in 1:25 to try and make up this difference. Ray will bring it up the floor across the timeline. Gets a screen from Worth and battles off his defender. Worth from the top of the key, no good. And Young gets the rebound. And Holden Warren with the basketball passes off to Gavin. Gavin with the basketball and is fouled. Foul will go against Ray. Picks up his third, team's eighth. And Gavin Warren will go to the line to shoot 1-1.
These Warren boys are pretty good.
Gavin at the line shooting 1 in bonus. Has to hit the first, earn the second. First one is on the way. He got the first one, so he gets the second. Checking into the game for Flora will be Alex Wiles as Desai takes a seat. Biggest lead of the night so far, 45-34, 11-point lead. Make it a 12-point lead, 46-34 with 1:07 to go. Allen will bring it across the timeline. Gets a screen from Ward, drives inside the lane, and a foul will be called. Foul will go against number 33, Alex Wiles. Picks up his second, team's eighth, so Allen will go to the line to shoot 1-1.
Checks in and gets a foul already.
And Holtz and Jarrell will check out as Volkman and Henry come back in with a minute to go exactly here in the ball game. Allen at the line shooting 1 in bonus. Free throw on the way, no good, and looks like Young got the rebound. Back to Gavin, over to Holden. Holden dribbling up floor, gets it to Gavin. Gavin up court to Young. Young with the back. Gavin, 45 seconds to go. Henry steps up on Gavin and fouls him. Henry picks up his first foul, team's ninth. 45.8 seconds to go as Gavin Warren will go back to the free throw line to shoot 1 in bonus.
And Jarrell and Holtz check back in
as Volkman and Henry take a seat. Gavin Warren back at the line. Tonight's game brought to you by Best Way Express, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, and People's State Bank. Gavin's free throw went in. He gets the second one. 47-34 in favor of the Wolves. 45.8 seconds to go here in the game. Gavin's second free throw on the way. No good. And Gavin gets his rebound. Put back. Got it to fall. 49-34. So three-point play there by Gavin Warren. Jarrell with it now, hands back to Ray. Ray splits two defenders, goes all the way to the basket, puts it up and in, 49-36. Ball inbounded to Holden. Holden over to Young, up to Gavin. Gavin gets fouled with 21.1 seconds to go. That foul will go against number 11, Dawson Holtz, picks up his third, team's 10th. So Gavin Warren will go to the line to shoot two free throws. Wolves are now in double bonus, up by 13, 49-36. Gavin Warren at the line, first free throw no good off the front of the rim. Gavin at the line gets one more. Tonight's game brought to you by Toyota Bashuku, Illinois. Apply to join our team today. Second free throw no good, 0-for-2, that go around. Worth gets the rebound down the floor. Over to Jarrell. Jarrell pulls up for three. No good. And Allen saves it. Throws it off of Gavin Warren out of bounds. It will stay Siliki basketball with 12 seconds to go. Wolves leading it 49-36. Gerald gets it in. Allen from the left wing, no good. Young gets the rebound, passes off to Gavin, and he will dribble out the clock. 3 seconds to go. And as time expires on the Best Way Express scoreboard, Florida Wolves lead it in the opening game of the LIC tournament here in Paris, Illinois. Wolves win it 49-36. We're back in 2 minutes. You're listening to Red Hill Slicky Basketball right here on The Legend. Well, the Johnson deal is a better
deal. Bill Dobson Ford. Monday. And Joe kind of pointed it out. They already had us moved over into the losing bracket here in this thing. But Monday at 7.
Providing needed mental health services is important to Carl Richland Memorial Hospital. We are pleased to offer a mental health nurse practitioner to Lawrence and surrounding counties to help meet the need for these services. Amelia Pauly is available to see outpatients at the Carl Bridgeport Clinic, located at 101 Industry Road in Bridgeport. Amelia specializes in adults and adolescents and can help with behavioral health issues and medication management. Call Carl Bridgeport at 618-945-3001 for an appointment.
And we'll probably...
Are you looking for a new farm, personal, commercial, or home loan?
How many...
With over 75 years of lending, Citizens National Bank of Albion truly is this area's number one lender and most trusted financial partner. We know agriculture. It's what we do. And we certainly know what it takes to strengthen our community and help our customers' homes, families, farms, and businesses thrive. Come see us for your next loan at any of our 6 locations today.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing
Rutgers Wholesale in Bridgeport, is a proud supporter of all Lawrence County student athletes.
We'll go 6:45.
Family Choice is Rutgers' own house brand candy and snacks that can be purchased in several convenience store locations. Rutgers Wholesale reminds all student athletes through Philippians 4:13, for I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Rutgers Candy in Bridgeport reminds us to take time for family and prayer, and always give praise.
Welcome back, Saluki fans. Saluki fall to the Florida Wolves here in the opening game of the LIC Conference. 49-36 is the final score. Started off as a slow game, but Salukis were doing a good job and they were down for the majority of the first quarter, and then started to come back, finished out the first quarter leading it 8-4. And came back on a 13-10 run there in the second quarter. Going into halftime, it was 21-18. And the Florida Wolves just kind of came out, and it seems like all year the Salukis have just been a one-half team. And if they do good in one half, they can't really come back out and play four quarters, which is kind of inconsistent, but they're going to have to work on something just to carry over into the second half to make it four quarters of interesting basketball and keep it competitive. But they've been struggling all year with that and just been a one-half team throughout this whole season so far.
Yeah, Ryan, it's just because they're a young team, you know. They're still young, and they got a couple nice pieces to build on with Maxfield, Gerald, you know. It's just they had to find their groove.
And it's going to be tough. They're going to be up and coming, but it'll be, as time goes on, they'll keep getting better. But with Gerald still learning this offense and everything, this is his first year over at Red Hill. He transferred from Lawrenceville at the beginning of the school year, so still kind of learning, but a lot of potential out there on the basketball floor. They just got to hone in on the game and what's going on and get back to those fundamentals that they learned at a young age. In any basketball game around the area, you'll see it no matter where you go. It's just like all the fundamentals have just gone from the kids nowadays. They watch all these NBA games and all the NBA players, Harden, LeBron, and Curry. they see him throw up a three and then just start walking away like it's going to go in. But nine times out of ten here at this level, it probably isn't going to go in unless you're like them, like they were at that age. But enough about that. We'll go to those post-game stats, Joe. Looks like you got them all lined out.
So for the Florida Wolves, leading the way for them were the Warren brothers. We cannot stop the Warren brothers. Gavin Warren had 19, 13 from Holden. At 5-4, Desai did not do much for them this game. Had a couple key rebounds. Andrew Cronrad had the three in the first half, and that's it. Cole Young had four all in the first half. Jaron Borders had two, and just it was all Warren boys in the second half. Holden had nothing, no points in the first half. Had 13 in the second half alone, 15 for Gavin. And on the other side for your Red Hill Salukis, Cameron Ray led the way with 14 points. 7 for Drake Allen, 7 for Nathan Worth, all in the first half for Worth. 3 for both Gerald, or for Holtz had 3 points, a 3-pointer early in the first half. You had 2 points from Anthony Gerald, 3 from Josh Henry. And just breaking down this, how everybody finished, what the stats were here. Just so no free throws in the first half, like we said, for the Florida Wolves. They were 5 for 10 in the second half. Red Hill, they were 8 for 10 in the first half from the free throw line. They were 4 for 8 in the second half. They were 12 for 18 from the free throw. Inside the perimeter, they finished 6 for 27, 4 for 18 from 3. So like I mentioned, they were 3 for 7 from 3 in the first half, 1 for 11 in the second half. Those Warren boys were hitting threes left and right. They were 6 for 10 from 3s in the second half and just carried this team to a victory.
And that wraps up the post-game stats. We'll take a quick 30-second break and be right back with the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. You're listening to Red Hill Salukis Basketball right here on The Legend.
Do you have a CDL? If you're looking for a local driving job, Best Way Express is looking for you. If you are at least 23 with 1 year truck driving experience, Best Way Express has immediate openings for spotter drivers in Princeton. Starting pay is $17.10 per hour with guaranteed overtime and a monthly safety bonus available. Don't wait. Call Best Way Express today, 833-237-8929. That's 833-BEST-WAY. Drivers are needed today.
Welcome back, Salukis fans. It is now time for the Bill Dobson Ford Tough Player of the Game. And we kind of made our decision over the break, Joe. We were going to go with Cameron Ray for tonight's Player of the Game. He had a big, big buzzer-beater three-pointer at the end of the first quarter, making it 8-4, taking that lead going into the second quarter. And he was crashing the boards hard. He was playing tough. He was really getting physical down there on the floor tonight and just had an all-around good game. He had probably about half the free throws that the Salukis had tonight, and then I believe Nathan Worth pretty well had all the other free throws, getting most of his points off of those. But it's always hard to choose a player of the game whenever you have scoring spread out like that and everybody plays so hard. But Cameron Ray kind of deserves it tonight, and he worked for it, and he's an all-around, and he you can't get much better than that. I mean, he's done so many things. He's been to multiple free throw shootouts, and it's hard to find players like him anymore that are kind of a dual threat. He's very physical on defense and can shoot the ball from just about anywhere on the floor, and it's hard to find somebody that can play like that and pretty much play all four quarters. And it's kind of interesting to see a kid that wants to play like that all the time. And Coach Brian Havel making the long trek up here to join us in the mountains of this Parrish Gymnasium. Coach, it was a slow starting game to start out, and into the first quarter it was 8-6. Cameron Ray hitting a big buzzer beater there at going to the second quarter, but it was kind of back and forth that whole first half.
Yeah, it was. I mean, you know, it's just a frustrating. Told the kids after the game, you know, it doesn't do any good to come in and and yell about things because, I mean, we can look at several different things tonight, but the reality is we made 10 shots. I mean, 10 shots is what we made. And, you know, and I said I'd like to tell you guys that we took, you know, bad shots. I think we had close to 40 attempts, and, you know, 10 out of 40, that's not going to win a high school game. But I said the reality is, you know, we probably took maybe 2 bad shots the whole game. I thought, so I said, you know, you got 37, 38 shots that were really good, open looks or drive to the basket, and we just can't convert, and it's just frustrating.
And a lot of the times I've been noticing not a lot of them follow their shots, but, I mean, you get some of the guys, Cameron Ray, crashing the boards, and then Nathan Worth doing his job, the big man down low, trying to get those offensive rebounds as well.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the totals were tonight, but I know just from watching, obviously, Cam came ready to play tonight, and, you know, we needed maybe more to follow, but, you know, Drake Allen suited up. He's had a foot problem, and, you know, he acted like he was hobbled most of the night, but he said he took a knee to the thigh area early in the game, so it wasn't his foot, or we would have pulled him out, but it was his thigh, so if he didn't look right, then that's kind of why he was having some issues out there, and we tried to go to our bench tonight to get some looks, and, you know, our bench, our sophomores that come in, they can shoot the basketball, and I know they can shoot it better than they did tonight, and we were trying to get some offense going, but like I said, it's 10 shots, and they were good shots, and that's stuff that we talk daily about, getting good shots, and we work on layups so much, and we do that, and it is frustrating not to see it translate out into the game, but, the kids are positive, and I think that's the most important thing. This group, you know, we've had some tough times this year, but the morale is still good in the locker room, and you know, we're going to keep playing basketball, and we still got basketball games, and we're going to keep trying to get better, and that's all we can do.
And we transfer to the game on Monday at 7 o'clock. We will be facing the loser of the Robinson-Newton game. So it's going to be a tough opponent.
Yeah, and I knew that, you know, going in, this was probably, if you want to say possibly an easier game than what would have been facing us, obviously, either way. But, you know, we played Newton twice. I haven't seen Marshall. And I wouldn't rule anything out when Newton and Robinson play. So that ought to be a pretty good game tomorrow. And, told the kids we'll come in tomorrow morning, we'll practice, and get ready to play somebody Monday night. That's all we can do.
Well, good luck Monday, Coach, and have a safe trip home.
All right, same to you guys. Thanks.
Head Coach Brian Havel pretty pleased with his boys tonight. Like he said, they were taking good quality open shots all game long, and just been having trouble like they have all season trying to find the bottom of the basket. But, you just got to take the open shots when you can.
Yeah, I totally agree with you there, Ryan. It's just you couldn't get shots to fall. I agree with him. I didn't see a lot of bad shots tonight, you know, and just couldn't get anything to fall. You know, if you see 5-10 more shots fall, it's a different ball game.
And that'll just about do it here for us at the Illini Boy Tournament. For everybody here, Joe, Andy Morrison back to the studio keeping us on air. I'm Ryan Seed saying so long.
You've been listening to Red Hills Lukies basketball action on Lawrence County Sports Leader,
thanks,
the Legend, 99.3 FM and 910 AM WAKO, part of DLC Media Sports. Brought to you this season by the Amberall Federal Credit Union, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, Best Way Express, Bill Dobson Ford, Casey State Bank, Leggett Lumber and Hardware, Rutgers Candy, Citizens National Bank, Toyota Boshoku of Illinois, Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, State Bank, and Jay's Hilltop Bar and Grill. Red Hill Salukis basketball brought to you all season long here on WAKO The Legend, Lawrenceville, Vincennes.